This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. In the Montana legislature, a bill to prohibit physician-assisted death in Montana advanced out of the Senate last Friday after similar efforts had failed in past legislative sessions. Senate Bill 136 would make it illegal for a health care provider to prescribe life-ending drugs at the request of a terminally ill patient. Right now, physician-assisted death is legal in Montana. The bill was introduced by conservative right-wing Republican State Senator Carl Glimm, who has sponsored bills to criminalize medical aid in dying at least three times. Senate Bill 136 passed the Senate on a vote of 29-20, a comfortable margin relative to the razor-thin margins that killed Glimm's nearly identical bills the past two sessions. Known by many names, among them dignity in death, assisted suicide, and medical aid in dying, physician-assisted death occurs when a medical provider, at the request of an individual with a diagnosed terminal illness, prescribes a lethal amount of drugs that the patient self-administers. States decide whether to legalize the practice, considered unethical by some because it preemptively ends life, and considered gracious by others who say it saves dying people from unnecessary suffering. The Montana Supreme Court ruled in 2009 in the Baxter decision that physicians could use a dying patient's consent as a defense if they are charged with homicide for prescribing lethal medication. Justices declined to weigh in on whether there's a constitutional right to aid in dying, leaving the door open just enough that the practice has continued in Montana during the roughly 15 years since. In that court opinion, justices wrote the legislature could decide whether to explicitly legalize or criminalize physician-assisted death. So far, the legislature has left the practice legal. State law defines homicide as purposely or knowingly causing the death of another human being. Legal experts warn that without a clear right to die with medical assistance, Montana physicians risk their licenses and open themselves up to legal action anytime they prescribe lethal drugs. Senate Bill 136 would not make it illegal to provide care to reduce pain or keep people comfortable as they die. An amendment was added to the bill in committee to make clear that all palliative care is protected. Patients in Montana are not eligible for physician-assisted death unless they have received a terminal diagnosis from two medical providers and have undergone a mental health screening. They often live with very painful symptoms of their diseases or illnesses. Nine other states have laws that sanction physician-assisted death. It's regulated, reported to authorities as a cause of death, and offers a viable option for families when considering end-of-life care that can be discussed openly with medical providers. More than 10,000 people over the last 30 years have elected to die using lethal doses of drugs prescribed by a physician, according to one analysis of available state reports. Most people were already in palliative or hospice care, and the majority chose to die at home. Montana does not record how often people die using prescribed lethal drugs, but Senate Bill 136 would end the practice in our state. Critics of the bill want physician-assisted death to remain available for dying patients in Montana who choose to forego what's often a painful and prolonged end of life. Pamela Brown, a registered nurse in Manhattan who specializes in hospice and palliative care, estimates that less than 1% of patients even ask about lethal prescriptions. Brown recently received a terminal diagnosis herself. She testified in opposition to the bill, revealing that she might need the option herself. Brown said of her own medical condition and illness, "It won't be pretty. It won't be short. All I know is I want the chance to guide my death as I see fit. Please don't take that away from me," Brown said to lawmakers. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.